Today on the Syneos Health Podcast, we'll be measuring the unmeasurable, metrics in medical affairs. I'm Jeff Stewart from Syneos Health Consulting. I'll be joined by Josh Saman and Colin Oliver, both from Syneos Health Consulting's Medical Affairs Group. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be talking about metrics next on the Syneos Health Podcast. Josh Saman, Colin Oliver, welcome to the Syneos Health Podcast.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Thanks, Jeff.
So you are both in medical affairs. Do you guys have medical affairs backgrounds before you came here and were consulting in it? Or is this something that you come from more of a clinical side? I know there are lots of roads to medical affairs. What are yours?
I'm a medical affairs lifer. I started my career as an MSL 10 years ago, and through variously smaller and smaller companies, worked into leading medical affairs shortly before I joined Syneos a little less than a year ago.
So an MSL is a medical science liaison, a scientist or a physician who goes and talks to other physicians or to payers. Am I right?
Correct.
What was your scientific background or medical background?
I have a PhD in cancer pharmacology.
Fantastic. Josh.
I come from a slightly different background. After looking at my 20-year plus career in the life sciences industry, I've spent the last 15 focused on strategy and operations consulting, working with a broad array of functions within life sciences organizations, including clinical development, commercial strategy, and medical affairs. So I've approached the medical affairs group from a slightly different perspective than my colleague Colin.
Wonderful. And then we're talking today about metrics. So I have a sense of what metrics are, things to measure something. They're numbers or things that could be turned into numbers. Why are metrics in medical affairs important? They don't strike me as being the two things you put together most commonly, but I guess probably 30 or 40 years ago, certain things with baseball or other sports would never have been put to numbers, but lots of things are put to numbers now. Why metrics and medical affairs?
So I think you hit on it, Jeff. Everybody puts metrics to everything as a way of measuring value. And medical affairs, functionality, and activities are things that you wouldn't consider to be necessarily readily attributable to some number or some value, or at least not measurable or communicable. So for a very long time, ever since medical affairs inception, some 30-ish years ago, people have tried to apply traditional metrics that were used quite extensively in the commercial organization to medical affairs activity. What's happened is that the perception of medical affairs as a valuable entity within an organization has not improved in alignment with the actual contribution. For at least the last 10 or 15 years, medical affairs has tried to shift the conversation and employ metrics as a way to communicate their value so that people who did not come from or are not familiar with medical affairs can understand the contribution to the company and the broader business objective.
So when we're talking about those metrics that were used in commercial organizations that were initially applied to medical affairs, we're talking about things like sales, right? Or calls, if nothing else, right?
Exactly. And in an ever-increasing compliance environment, this becomes impossible because medical affairs cannot be measured on their impact on sales or on prescriptions or whatever sort of traditional commercial measurement you want to look at.
How do you measure the unmeasurable is what it seems like it comes down to.
And this is the problem.
And there's also quite a time lag in times between the engagement with external stakeholders and the demonstration of the impact of that engagement as compared to commercial organizations where there is a sales call that might be closely followed by sales. The engagement from a medical affairs perspective and the generation of insights typically leads to a time lag between that insight generation and the impact that it has on the corporate objectives of the organization.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Let's say I'm the leader of a pharma company and I have medical affairs and I know I can't measure it quickly. I might not even be able to measure it directly at all because of the commercial outcomes and the regulatory environment you mentioned. You just can't. You're not allowed to do that and to make that comparison. So why don't I just believe it's zero and do nothing?
This is what people are doing, frankly. And this is the struggle that medical affairs has had to and measure, the perception that they're doing anything is sometimes non-existent. So they can be viewed as a cost center. They can be viewed as unnecessary. And frankly, because of the evolving role of medical affairs across a broader spectrum of stakeholders, due to compliance, due to the ever-expanding number of stakeholders that a company is engaging with, and due to the ever-expanding need for communicating and engaging around data across the entire lifecycle, medical affairs needs a way to demonstrate their value to the executive leadership, to the broader organization, in a way that they can understand, in a way that they're comfortable with.
Okay, you've convinced me. There's something that if I'm on the medical affairs side that I need to know about. Are there also ways that as a leader in a company, I know not to do what may be a very dumb thing and cut my budget with medical affairs? Or maybe it's the smartest thing ever. I don't know, because I don't have a metric.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, the activities that medical affairs engages in are extremely expensive. And if you're an executive leader who's distributing budget across different functions, and you have a medical affairs organization that tells you they're going to engage stakeholders, and you have no understanding of the directionality or the impact of those engagements, what motivation do you have to distribute budget to that organization?
Okay, I think we've framed the problem. The problem sounds, I don't want to say intractable. We're going to talk by the end about a summit that we have upcoming that will be solely on this subject. But before we get there, what do you suggest? I'm in medical affairs, and I know I need to demonstrate my value. What metrics do I use? And if I'm a leader of a company, what metrics should I look at?
It's very easy for metrics to become an intellectual exercise. And the challenge is to move from what one could measure to what one should measure based on the business objectives of the organization. And I think that is the first challenge that is in the crosshairs of the medical affairs leader across the industry, is to determine the appropriate set of metrics to easily and quantifiably measure one's impact without overburdening the organization from a measurement and reporting perspective.
Give me some examples. If I wanted to measure right now, if I have a medical affairs team and I wanted to know this medical affairs team is delivering value, what would I measure?
Medical affairs value can be delineated across specific dimensions or attributes. Some of those include looking at the operational efficiency of an organization and defining the appropriate set of metrics to measure that within a given organization. Looking at the operational effectiveness of the organization. And third area would be focused on internal stakeholder impact and external stakeholder impact from a value creation perspective.
I'm struggling. I don't know what those actually mean. And that may be just my lack of knowledge, but I'm also worried that maybe it's not so clear in terms of how people have worked out, or we or others have worked out, what you actually measure. Is there a simple ratio that tends to be the thing that tells you that this is a good organization versus an organization that's not delivering value? Is it something like call points at the end of the day that ends up being the one that tends to say this is an effective organization versus another? Is there any universality, or is it really such a case-by-case basis that you don't know and we don't have a sense at the beginning that this is the way that you measure them? I know with baseball that on-base percentage matters because I read Moneyball 25 years ago or whatever. I know that matters, but I don't know what matters for medical affairs. Help me out. What really matters?
Part of the problem, Jeff, and why we're struggling to really provide an answer is that this is what we are going to try and accomplish at our summit with clients in the room to talk through our thought process on what we think matters, and align that to the business objectives of what they know matters in their individual organizations. And so I can give you some ideas and some examples of the things that we've come up with that are maybe out of the box thinking in terms of how do you measure the immeasurable like you described. For example, calls, number of calls, I can tell you is not the answer. It has been tried. And I'll use a simple analogy to tell you why it's not the answer. You have two MSLs. One has 30 calls in a month. Each of those calls is 5 minutes long, meet and greet with a KOL, text the box, had a call. You have another MSL who has 15 calls in a month. Each of them is an hour long, in-depth conversation about the science, bringing insights back into the organization from that KOL on their perspectives on the data, their perspectives on the disease state. If you look at calls, just number of calls, MSL number one is a rock star, 30 calls in a month. MSL number two is struggling, but the MSL that is actually having a greater impact with their interactions is MSL number two. Fewer interactions, more in-depth conversations, bringing insights back into the organization. That's the MSL that's performing. That's the rock star, not the one that's getting 30 calls a month. And so how do you then demonstrate that value to the organization? Well, people are now starting to think about are things like average length of an interaction. What's the response time of that MSL or that company representative's outreach to a KOL or to all of their KOLs? Do they email immediately? Do they have a text relationship? There are a number of ways where you can start to demonstrate with numbers the depth of a relationship. And as we all know, the deeper the relationship, the more impactful your interactions will be, the more ready that person will be to support the broader organization's objectives or needs or respond to some query that they might have.
That's awesome. I don't think I've been quite so excited about not knowing the answer, but realizing that it might come in a while. Tell me about the summit.
Yes, we are hosting our inaugural Medical Affairs Value and Impact Consortium, MAVIC for short, in the first quarter of 2020. In this event, we're looking to assemble a small group of select forward-thinking medical affairs organizations to work together to tackle this issue head-on, to sit in the room and roll up their sleeves and work alongside of each other, recognizing that no industry standard currently exists to measure value and impact of medical affairs. And we're hoping after the day and a half of time together that we'll come out of the room with more of a consensus recommendation from those leaders in the room, along with their teams, to define how to best define and demonstrate the value and impact of medical affairs organizations across key areas of their functional domains, including scientific exchange, medical strategy, medical research, and other areas.
As we've talked about, this is a very difficult concept and problem that medical affairs has faced for more than 15 years. It's been a problem since I first kicked off my career as an MSL when we introduced call number and days in the field metrics for the MSL teams when I first started. And I think what we're trying to do is pull together the leaders in the industry across the different domains to really solve this problem for medical affairs, at least for now. I'm sure a new problem will crop up that we haven't foreseen, but to really think outside the box and to create maybe for the first time, an industry consensus on what best practice for medical affairs. As strange as it sounds, medical affairs has historically shied away from the concept of metrics, but maybe metrics is the first chance that we have as an industry to work together toward advancing the field.
Josh Saman, Colin Oliver, thanks for joining me on the Syneos Health Podcast.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having us.
That's all for today's episode of the Syneos Health Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Stewart from Syneos Health Consulting. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. If you have comments, suggestions, questions, or if you just want to talk through a particular challenge that you're having at your life sciences company, you may email me at podcast@syneoshealth.com. We're consultants. That's what we do.